In the back of a two-story home on the Berkeley-Oakland border, a 22-foot-long load-bearing beam gets raised to support what will be a cathedral ceiling over a 390-square-foot ADU.
So we have a little refrigerator, a mini dishwasher.
Contractor Chris Malore has transitioned from remodeling homes to exclusively building ADUs, and so have a lot of his colleagues now that cities have relaxed zoning rules.
A lot of my clients are going to move their parents in, or their kids getting out of college might move in here for a while. So they have, you know, a lot of different housing needs that this unit can be flexible for.
But different cities have different rules and fees, which can hamstring projects. That's why one San Francisco Assemblyman, David Chu, is trying to sort out inconsistencies in state law versus local laws and bring existing unpermitted in-laws into compliance.
It was not long ago that these units were illegal almost everywhere. And because they did exist, they were often substandard and were in conditions that were hazardous.
Now that we're in a housing crisis, lawmakers are more willing to accept those existing units and make it easier for homeowners to make it safer for renters. In Berkeley, Holly Kwon, KCBS.